This edition of the FitCast is brought to you by TurbulenceTraining.com, BlackStarLabs.com, and also by RobertsonTrainingSystems.com. High octane corrective exercise and performance enhancement at RobertsonTrainingSystems.com. Before we jump into the show, just want to remind you that we are also doing a show this weekend, so you're going to pretty much get two episodes for the price of one this week. So look for episode 53 at thefitcast.com and on iTunes this Sunday. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the FitCast, FitCast episode number 52. My name is Kevin Larrabee, and with me this week is Craig Ballantyne. You know him from his articles on Men's Health, Men's Fitness, also Maximum Fitness. His website's at TurbulenceTraining.com and also TTMembers.com, GirlAthlete.com. Craig, I just want to welcome you back to the show.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
It's a pleasure to have you back on. I have some questions for you from our listeners out there, and we'll just jump right into it. First off, what are your recommendations regarding pre- and post-workout nutrition when your goal is maximum fat loss in a given time?
Well, I think that depends on when you're working out. For people that work out first thing in the morning, I know a lot of people that use my programs do first thing in the morning because that's all the time they have. A lot of articles in the past have made a big deal about you have to get up extra early to eat something before you train, because you shouldn't be training because you're going to lose muscle. But I think the bottom line is you're not. I don't think it's a huge difference whether what you eat before training or if you don't eat before training. It's really more of a big picture thing. So I don't think that fasted workouts in the morning are going to help you burn more fat, but I think that fasted workouts in the morning aren't going to cause you to lose more muscle. I think it's, you know, we're blowing things out of proportion here. So it's really just, you know, the big thing to focus on is total calories in the day, total protein in the day, everything. Try and spread it out. If you can't eat before you train first thing in the morning, don't sweat it. If you train middle of the afternoon, then, you know, just, you know, make sure you've eaten something so you have some energy. Make sure that you're not training on low energy, and just make sure that you get your meals all set up properly. And then after training, it doesn't have to be anything scientific or fancy. I mean, our recommendations are just chocolate milk. I know one other trainer, Eric Rudine, I did an interview with him on my membership site, and he said he doesn't mind if he trains female transformation girls, and they make incredible changes, like on stage winning competitions. And he says it's all right if, you know, some of them eat Skittles after training with a little bit of protein. I mean, it's, you know, all this lysine, and you need, you know, this amino acid. I mean, come on, that's just so over the top, and there's really no scientific proof for that all these really super mega fancy concoctions are any better. And I think some of these trainers are being sold on this by other people. I mean, we just got to simplify things and make it easy as possible and focus on what you eat for, you know, the total day and the total week, and make sure you're consistent with your nutrition, that you're not overeating and not eating junk, and make sure you're consistent with your workouts. Keep it as simple as possible, and you're going to make improvements.
Very well put. We'll jump into the next question. How often do you recommend to change up the interval tempo for people for their high-intensity interval training? I know some people do 20-second sprints, 40 seconds recover, and 30 and 60, and so on.
Well, I think it's really important that you track your workouts and you track your changes in your body so that over, you know, in a short amount of time, you start to figure out what works really well for you. And then that way, you know, like say, for example, you find that you respond to 60-second intervals really well and not so much to the shorter intervals of like 10 or 15 or 20 seconds. So if you know what you respond to best, then that's the type of program I would use if you really want to get lean. But then as far as changing it, you might even have different interval programs within your four-week training program. So, you know, if you do intervals three times a week, you might not be doing 30-second sprints every, you know, each interval workout. I mean, there's all types of ways to do this interval-type training, from bodyweight circuits to barbell complexes to kettlebell work now. So I think it's important first Number one is to have a variety of interval training methods in your four-week program, and then two, to change your interval workouts after every four-week program, just like you change your weight training program. So with all the variety out there, there's just as much variety for your interval training as there is for your free weight and body weight training.
Very good. The next question is, when traveling and only having access to dumbbells up to 50 pounds, would you recommend doing a workout consisting of just those dumbbells, just body weight exercises, or a mixture of both? And how could you just give a short example of how you'd set that up? Because I know a lot of people, this is summertime, they're going to be traveling with their families to go on vacation and such.
Yeah, I've been actually traveling a lot recently and had that same type of problem. And one other thing that you can do is, I mean, there's certain, sometimes you just use machines, and sometimes there's machines in those hotel gyms, and sometimes they suit your body type. I mean, I'm an average-sized guy, and those machines are built for average-sized people, so I can use them. I mean, if you're a really short woman, like 5'2", they're probably not built for you. If you're a really tall guy, like 6'6", or even 6'3", or 6'2", and above, then you're probably not going to fit into some of the machines, but if you can, then, sometimes it's all right to use machines, and you can, obviously, you're going to change your workout quite a bit compared to regular, total body movements and stuff, but that's another option. And then as far as the 50-pound dumbbells, then we'll just use a lot of single limb stuff. Obviously, most people are going to get by pretty well with split squats with 50 pounds in each hand. Bulgarian split squats with dumbbells, you probably won't need to get up to 50 pounds. Single leg Romanian deadlifts with dumbbells, so we won't be doing two leg, we'll be doing single leg, but you'll probably get a hamstring curl machine in that gym as well. Also, for the upper body stuff is probably where guys are going to have the biggest problems. So what I've been doing is higher repetition dumbbell rows. So go with an overhand grip, elbow out, makes it a little bit harder than having your palm facing your body with your elbow tucked into your side for your rowing. And then, one thing that I've been screwing around with since talking to Jason Ferrucci is high rep rows. I mean, for guys that can do 80 pounds or rowing for 8 repetitions, if they use the 50s and they do, 20 or 25 repetitions, that's one way to finish off your workout. You get a lot of abdominal workout in there, a lot of abdominal work in there, because you're stabilizing your body is preventing that rotation force. So doing the high repetition stuff is it's good for your grip. It's good for obviously your back and your torso as well. So it's a different way to train. Also with the pressing movements, we'll probably do single arm high repetition dumbbell press, just with holding dumbbell in one arm, and that also your abdominals are going to be working to counteract the rotation. So that's another good thing to pair at the end. So you can do some overhead presses with 50-pound dumbbells. If you'll be able to challenge your muscles quite well unless you're really, really strong. And again, that's pretty much it for the dumbbell work, I think. So, and then add in all types of bodyweight exercises. So you can still obviously pound out a great body fat loss workout and a muscle maintenance workout with 50-pound dumbbells, and you can put some arm work in there as well. Have fun, you're on vacation. And there's certainly no excuse for not getting a good workout in. It's a little disappointing to go into the hotel gym with only 50-pound dumbbells, but, I mean, there's no excuse for not doing a workout.
Very good. And lastly, a couple weeks ago, you sent me a little bit of information about the promotion that you're doing at turbulencetraining.com. Could you just tell everyone out there about what your upcoming promotion is all about at turbulencetraining.com?
Yep. So on June 4th, that's Monday, June 4th through Wednesday, June 6th, for 3 days and 3 days only, I have 7 extra bonuses. I've went and twisted the arms of some of the guys I know that have some good bonuses to help fat loss. So I got meal plans for men and women by Dr. Chris Moore. That's a bonus from him that he doesn't sell anywhere. And then I got high-octane fat-burning recipes from Mike Roussel. So he's got some really good recipes in there, especially if you're sick of oatmeal and chicken. He's got some recipes in there that will obviously increase the deliciousness of the meals. And then John Berardi gave me a bonus called How to Measure Your Body Fat. So it'll show you exactly how to measure your body fat at home just using those really cheap $5 Skinful calipers that you can get on eBay. And then John Benson and Dr. Holly Lucille gave me a transcript of an audio recording they did about how hormones affect your fat loss, and has some really excellent recommendations in there from Dr. Lucille on natural hormone solutions. And there's a one month bonus trial at globalhealthandfitness.com. A 1 month membership there, and then I'm throwing in my hardcore fat loss 4 week turbulence training program that I wrote last summer. That is a pretty serious fat loss program. Stepping it up, you know, if you want to take your physique to the next level. And then finally, the last bonus is a 3 month membership at my basic level in the turbulence training membership website. So that will also help people with the social support aspect, because there's a lot of people on there. I mean, it doesn't matter what level you're at. We have mixed martial arts fighters in there in single-digit body fat. We have, you know, women that are CEOs that are working a lot, you know, 12-hour days and are trying to change their body. And then we have men and women from age 20 up to 80 on that website. And so there's somebody in there that's going through what you're going through right now, and they'll be able to help you out. And a lot of people passing on recipes and passing on workout tips and deals on nutrition stuff. So everybody's there to help one another. It's a very positive forum, unlike some of the other ones on the internet. And, you know, because I'm in charge, I won't let any negativity onto the forum. So that's the last bonus there, Kevin. And that is for 3 days next week, June 4th through June 6th, on turbulencetraining.com.
Very good, Craig. Everyone out there should check that out. I mean, one great point you brought up was just a encouraging forum, and it's hard to find a good fitness forum out there to just get people to give you good advice, good information, and really just to back you up when you're trying to make your progress. So that's fantastic.
Thanks, Kevin.
Well, that's pretty much going to wrap it up for this edition of the FitCast, episode number 52. We're going to be coming back at you with another episode this weekend, number 53. We'll have the whole gang together. So once again, Craig, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Don't forget to check out turbulencetraining.com and also the ttmembers.com site for more information on both of those. The promotion, although, is at turbulencetraining.com. We'll see you all next time.